Anybody else?
Can I ask another question?
Please.
Does that go with Phil suggesting that you... Go with flow. I'm just kind of follow up with what she had mentioned. Is we're all taught to have make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say that plan to fail, but fail to plan, or fail to plan, plan to fail. Now, go with flow is somewhat contradicting.
Only in language is it contradicting. I'm not talking about interpreting it. I'm not talking about a philosophy. I'm not talking about a consistent approach that linguistically makes sense. It sounds, because of the words we use, go with the flow, make a plan. The language used there suggests that they're contradictory. But that's an artifact, a result of language. Language can't express what we're talking about very accurately, because language has its own limits. So don't let the language confuse you. It's exactly the same thing. You can't go with the flow. Without letting go of your own belief. And that doesn't mean don't make a plan. It means the same thing. Don't believe the plan. Don't expect the plan to happen like you believe it will happen. Have an open mind. Go with the flow means when something happens not exactly like you planned, you don't necessarily freak out. You don't call the whole thing wrong and the plan must have been wrong and the plan was bad. Because the fact is, nobody's ever made a plan that went exactly the way it was planned. The world's a little more complicated than that. So it means the exact same thing. It's not against making a plan, because a plan is just an idea. A plan is just a belief about a course of action. So it's the same. Don't believe it. Don't assume that it has to be, or even will be, what you thought it would be. Don't put all your stock in it. Keep an open mind. Make all the plans you want, and hopefully much of it will be just like you planned. But don't be surprised with the parts that aren't. Okay.
I mean, that kind of translates to flexibility and be adaptive to whatever new that comes up.
That's too complicated. I'm not saying be adaptive. See, you're extrapolating this out because you're smart. I'm saying don't be that smart. Be more relaxed. I'm not saying, this is important, it's a very good point. I'm not saying be adaptive. I'm saying be smarter than adaptive, because adaptive just means make a new, better belief to fit what's going on now. That changed from before. And that's the same thing, adjusted. I'm saying don't even go there in the first place. You don't need to adapt if your mind is really open to begin with. You just say, oh, now it's this. I'm saying you can have it easier than needing to adapt. I need to be flexible. That's still trying too hard. I'm saying there's an easier way. See what I'm saying? You will. Flexible is hard work. The real flexibility is effortless. It's when you don't believe any of it to begin with. Then you're flexible without trying to be, because you didn't have a fixed opinion to begin with. There was nothing that needed to break. There's nothing that needs to adapt. Because you were already with the flow to begin. You don't need to adapt if you're going with the flow. The flow adapts you. You know, the horse takes care of it. You don't have to worry.
So it is possible, because you said it happened a couple times too with you in your life.
It's not possible, it's necessary. If what you want is real spiritual freedom, if what you want is real inner peace, if what you want is real spiritual awareness, then you have no choice. You've got to stop believing your beliefs, because they become the limitation otherwise. Now, if none of that is what you want, fine, keep believing your beliefs. But if any of those is what you're after, then you will have to some degree, stop believing yourself so entirely. Okay. You'll have to save it because we're out of time.
Okay.
So I threw a lot of radical stuff at you. The fact that you kindly listen to it at all demonstrates absolutely that you're the advanced group, you're the front guard. Because I really mean it when I say the average person, most people, would not tolerate this, would not listen to this, would say, that's crap, of course I should believe my own opinion. Not because they're bad people, but because they too much believe their own opinion, even about that. The fact that you can even hear this, even listen to it at all, means that you are already, and you agree or disagree, but I'm telling you it's absolute fact, means that you are already way more open-minded than the average person. So you are in the right position to go further. Because you're already further than you think. I'll quit while I'm ahead.